In this bulletin, the federal government to provide free childcare for essential workers. Labor calls for changes to working holiday visa requirements for qualified nurses. And in sport, several NRL clubs lodge applications for the federal government's wage subsidy scheme. The latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The federal government has announced $1.6 billion in funding to provide free childcare to essential workers during the coronavirus pandemic. Under the plan, the government will pay half the reasonable fee cap to 13,000 centres for the next 6 months, as long as they remain open and don't charge parents any fees. The funding will start from the 6th of April and will cover enrolments as they stood in the fortnight leading up to the 2nd of March, before large numbers of parents began pulling their children out of care due to job losses or out of health fears. Education Minister Dan Tehan says centres will be asked to prioritise vulnerable children and those of essential workers.
What we're doing is we're changing the way the system works. So as of Sunday night, we're going to be asking all childcare facilities to be finalising all their existing fees and getting them into the system currently this week. And there's, as of Sunday night, we'll be turning that off and then we'll be making fortnightly payments to centres directly.
Two more coronavirus deaths have been recorded in Australia, taking the national toll to 23. An 85-year-old Queensland man and a Victorian woman in her 70s have died. Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles is urging everyone to heed the advice of experts to save lives.
When we ask you to do things which are often inconvenient, sometimes very inconvenient, sometimes very impactful on your work or your business, please know that we are taking this seriously because it is serious. This virus is deadly.
Labor is calling for working holiday visa requirements to be changed for nurses to allow them to help fight coronavirus. Labor's immigration spokeswoman Christina Keneally says there are around 1,000 fully qualified nurses across the country who are currently prevented from working continuously in Australian hospitals due to their visa status. Senator Keneally says they're often required to perform unrelated work in regional Australia for 3 months to maintain their visa. She says that needs to change to ensure Australia has as many nurses as possible available to help treat COVID-19 patients.
It is not in Australia's best interest if we have fully qualified nurses in our country and willing to work. In fact, many of them have been working in hospitals who have been sent out to do other jobs like picking fruit. Of course, fruit picking is important, and there are ways that we can fill that labour gap. But when it comes to having a qualified nurse, we need a qualified nurse.
And thousands of registered nurses will undertake government-funded online courses to prepare for deployment in intensive care wards. The $4.1 million government funding will cover training for high-demand and intensive care needs for up to 20,000 registered nurses. Up to 10,000 out-of-work nurses will also complete refresher courses to bolster the health sector during the crisis. Health Minister Greg Hunt says around 3,000 nurses have already volunteered to return to the workforce.
We do expect that as numbers grow in Australia, that we will need additional support. As we expand the number of ICU and in particular ventilated beds, then we move beyond our normal capacity.
To sport, Penrith, West Tigers and Parramatta are among several NRL clubs that have lodged their applications for the federal government's wage subsidy scheme this week. The development comes after the Tigers joined most of their rivals in standing down the majority of their football and administrative staff. Employees are entitled to $1,500 a fortnight under the so-called JobKeeper package, of which almost 500,000 businesses have registered. The benefits will be a major boost to the NRL and all 16 of its clubs, some of whom have grave fears about their survival during the crisis. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny and 24 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 23. Melbourne, late showers, 25. Hobart, a late shower or two, 22 degrees. Canberra, showers increasing, 20. Wollongong, rain increasing and 24. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, rain increasing, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, similar conditions, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.